is not necessary to give a long time to be with them. It's the quality of the time that you be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea to know about their duties, about everything, and the boundaries of the family. I don't mind about the gossips and all these small things, because I believe to...
Yeah, bigger things.
Yes, bigger things. And I don't mind about small things. So I am not...
Yeah, you didn't pay attention.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm Farah Shamas. Welcome to Hotel Talk. We hope you enjoy listening to this friendly conversation between people connected by real life in hotels.
Welcome back to the most special episode of Hotel Talk that I've had to date. This is our 100th episode, which I think in podcast language is one of the very few podcasts that gets to 100. And today I have the most special guest, not just because she is so important to Cyprus's history, but because she's a very dear family friend and someone who's always been very close to my heart and someone who I admire tremendously. Mrs. Andri Anastasiadou, who's the former First Lady of Cyprus. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure to be with you, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for you being here as part of this podcast and obviously very special episode because we're on the 100th anniversary episode now. So I'd like to start off our conversation. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about you for people listening, maybe from abroad who aren't so familiar, and for so many people in Cyprus who do know you very well, but to hear from your own words a little bit about you, about your life, and who you are.
It is not easy to speak about myself. So first, I will start as a mother, a grandmother, a wife, and then to the role of the First Lady. I am very lucky because I had the opportunity to bring the family together. And this is the most important thing, to be close with the children, the grandchildren, and the husbands of my daughters. And then... And I had the privilege to have the role of the First Lady all these 10 years. And
it was a long time, a whole decade.
Yes. And I am very pleased because I helped a lot of people without thinking which party they belong or their background. And I believe that I did my job very well. And something that I am very proud is the independent social support body that I founded in 2013 to help the students that they were in need to finish their studies. I am very proud about this because I helped more than 3,000 children to finish their studies, and without government
aid.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I know I've talked about this on the podcast before. In my family, education is the most important thing. And for my grandfather, he always said it's the only thing that can't be taken from you. But for you, why is education? Because there's so many philanthropic organizations that you're involved with and so many charities or humanitarian efforts that you could pursue. So why was it education that meant so much to you?
For me, it's very important because you can take with you.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it's with you all your life.
Yes, for your whole life. And we see how many people they moved after the Turkish invasion. And they
rebuilt themselves.
Repaired themselves with their studies. Mm-hmm. And
what was in their minds.
Yes, yes.
I think that's the same reason my grandfather was so invested in education. I think coming from countries that have experienced war and loss and refugee status, you realize that everything can go. My grandfather said even your passport can go.
Yeah.
But what's in your head can never be taken from you.
I think that you are the best representative from your family.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
You're so sweet. Thank you. So we all love Cyprus. Everybody knows Cyprus. But what is it that you love most about Cyprus?
The people. The people are very friendly and giving. Our hospitality, our beaches, our mountains, the villages, and everything. I believe that the people are very helpful and friendly with the visitors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And authentic.
Yeah. Authentic. Yes. Mm. They are authentic. Yes.
That's so lovely. And you've been an advocate for women for many, many years. I think whether you liked it or not, people always looked up to you. You are the embodiment of femininity, but also of power, of someone who sees something, has the drive and does it. So I think by default, you ended up being a role model to so many women. So for ladies listening to this podcast, what would your advice be to women?
Advice is to go after their dreams. After their dreams and career and family can be combined well.
How did you manage to combine? I mean, obviously, I'm friends with your daughters.
Yeah.
And I know that you have an amazingly tight-knit family.
Yeah.
And you're, for you all, family is number one above all else. But how did you, first of all, manage to instill that in your children? And also, how did you manage to balance such a busy public life and career with your family?
It's not necessary to give a long time to be with them. It's the quality of the time that you be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea to know about their duties, about everything and the boundaries of the family. Of course, they make mistakes, but they will
find their way.
Yes.
And to allow, I guess, children to make their own mistakes and make their own life.
Yes, but each family has its boundaries.
And what were yours then? What was your, let's say, aims?
When they went out, they know, they knew that they come at the precise time, and they wanted to drive motorcycles. I told them no. When you will be 18, you will drive a car.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Oh, that's so nice. So, and on that note, what's the most important lesson you learned as a mother? I think for many of us, we laugh because it's always things we didn't expect, but
to hear the children, to hear the children, to have a very good relationship with them, to solve the problems. Their problems. Mm. And I believe that they know very well what they will do or not they will not do.
Mm. And what about as a grandmother? Because you're also a grandmother to four amazing children. And not, we were laughing, Andy's a big boy now, he's going to study.
I love them. I have the same ideas. I tell them to be careful about their friends, about the people that they are around them. But I think that the most good role for them is the parents.
The parents.
Yes. Yeah. And parents knows about them.
Yeah.
From the way that they were brought up.
Well, I mean, I think you've got that trust that you brought up your girls well enough, that they chose their partners well enough, and that they'll bring up their children well enough.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have your cuddles and spoil your grandchildren. Yeah. That's so nice. So in your 10 years as First Lady, oh my goodness, you saw so much and did so much. What was your favorite time or your favorite memories from that period?
Of course, there were good times and bad times. This is happening in the whole life. The whole life is not everything.
Yeah.
And every day have good days. There are good days. There are bad days. But the most important is that I helped a lot of people. I was hearing a lot of people, and I tried to solve their problems. This is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what did you do? I mean, now I think, especially for younger generations, social media is so there, but in your life, the press has always been around you. So even before social media, your husband was always a public figure and involved in politics and business. How did you not let the press get to you? How did you not let what gossip, and we're a small society, not bother you and just ignore it and rise above?
I don't mind about the gossips and all these small things, because I believe to
bigger things.
Yes, bigger things, and I don't mind about small things. So I am not.
Yeah, you didn't pay attention.
Yes.
That's a good tip for all of us.
I am far from this. And because I am part of this, nobody comes to tell me, you know something, because
they
I
don't
know
bother.
That, yes.
They
yes,
just know
yes,
that you won't pay
yes,
attention.
Yes.
That's, it's really good advice, actually, even for now when, you know, kids are on their social media, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
I'm interested about my family, my close person, and I don't mind what they do, the others. It's their life and their personal
ideas. Choices. Yeah, not to get involved. That's amazing. So do you have a favorite quote or a favorite saying?
Fear him who has been favored by you. And...
Wow, fear him who has been favored by you.
Yeah.
So why?
In Greek,
tell us.
In
I love that.
In Greek, yes, there is in Greek, φοβούν την εκδίκηση των υποσού ευεργεθητηθέντων.
So basically, be careful of the ones closest to you.
Yeah, yes. And not close, generally. Generally.
And, okay, so explain a little bit more about the quote. So in what way has that helped you? I love that. Yeah.
The way that I help them.
Yeah, no, the way that that quote has helped you in your life.
If you make 10 of their favorites and you cannot make the 11th,
Fear him who's been favored, who's been like you've given something to them.
Yes.
The ones that you give, they'll always find something to criticize.
Believe me, I never waiting reverse for them for anything. Because I think that if you were
Goodness, you have so many things in common with my grandfather. He, another thing he used to always say is never lend anything. Never lend money, never lend your car, never lend don't lend anything. If you can and you can afford it, give it. Give your time, give your some money to someone, but never lend.
Lend,
because that's when, they will, it will go wrong. So, you know, you give with all your heart and don't expect anything back.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. No. It's true.
It's good lessons in life. So, bonus question. I promise to keep this. It's a very special episode short for you. So we don't have many left. So these questions, Miss Sandri, are, I'll read it to you, are from the staff. So let's see. Oh my goodness, that's quite nice. So Sophia, well, I think this must be from Sophia Bariskova, who's a previous guest on this podcast. Do you have any regrets in life? It's a tough one, huh? Do you have any regrets in life?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Do you wish you had done something differently? Do you Would you have changed anything in your life? Would you have?
I am very happy for my life. I don't want anything to change. And we must be happy with what we have.
Yeah, feel gratitude.
Yes.
For,
I'm very happy because I have good daughters, good grandchildren, good husbands of our
Of your daughters, your son-in-laws.
I have the most the most serious thing that somebody waiting for the life.
Yeah, I love that. That's what they say. People, they don't regret what they did. They regret what they didn't do.
Yeah.
And in your case, you've done so much and you still have so much to do and so much to enjoy with your family. And
thank you. I wish the same to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you ever so much for being part of Hotel Talk at St. Raphael Resort and Marina, for being in my life, because I've loved being inspired by you, and you've always been so kind, and you always have time for everyone, and I love that.
Thank you. I like the advice of your grandfather.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. I think you both have a lot in common.
Yeah.
All the best, Miss Andri, and thank you again.
Same to you. And I wish all the best to you and your family, to your children, to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Hotel Talk, and I hope that you're enjoying every single moment of this exciting show. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, because it helps us more than you may realize. And if you can like and comment on whatever platform that you've chosen to listen to this podcast, that would be great. If you'd like to stay in touch, do follow me on social media and click on www.straphael.com. The exact website is in our show notes, and you can join our Seahorse Club, where you can get exclusive offers and discounts and learn so much about our wonderful hotel here in Limassol, Cyprus. And also, if you'd like to email our reservations team and just quote Hotel Talk, they will be sure to give you an extra special price when you're booking your next trip with us. So we look forward to seeing you soon. Stay tuned. Listen up more, and feedback is always more than welcome. Thank you.